Spencer's Mountain is the real-life story of Earl Hammer Jr. You may more commonly know his story as the cherished television show, The Waltons. As in the show, the Spencer family in the book are rich in core values, but cash poor. The book follows the ever-growing Spencer family, their large extended family, and the small town run by the company. The novel focuses on Clayboy, the eldest son of 11 children, as he forges into adulthood, and the entire family sacrifices what very little they have to send him to college. For generations, the Spencers had lived on the mountain that bears their name. Hard times for all of America has changed this, and now Clay, the father, supports his family, living in the company town, working in the mill, and doing any odd job available. This proud patriarch is determined every one of his children will get an education and graduate from high school, even though he only attended school for a few days. He won't allow one of his thoroughbreds, as he calls his children, to work in the mill. Clayboy is the first to graduate, and he could also be the first from the town to go to college. There is quite a lie cooked up by the local teacher and the Baptist preacher to get Clayboy a scholarship to attend the University of Richmond. Clayboy might as well be flying to Mars, let alone the moon, so any help is necessary. Clay, however, is soon forced to make a distressing sacrifice to make his son's impossible college dreams come true. Juggling, always taking care of his siblings, working on a house on the mountain with his father, and his first romance with a girl who is worldly beyond Clayboy's experience makes for a busy, funny, and heartwarming time for this young man. I cannot believe it has taken me all this time to read Spencer's Mountain since I grew up watching The Waltons. We never missed an episode. Some of the chapters in the book were lifted straight onto the television screen, but much of the book will be fresh to you. I was surprised at how PG-13 this book was at times, as the show was so wholesome. But the book is based on real life, and we all know life gets messy. Spencer's Mountain is both a coming-of-age story and remembering a time when the value of the love and strength of a family was more important than money in the bank. I know you will delight in this true story. Spencer's Mountain by Earl Hammer Jr. Good night, Mary Ellen. Good night, John Boy.
This has been Likely Stories, a production of KWBU. If you'd like to hear this episode again or explore past episodes, visit our website at kwbu.org and click the Programs tab. Interested in sharing your own book review? Visit our site to learn how you can join our roster of Likely Stories contributors.